Mapping touch points. The following are the emotions and experiences that were encountered at different touch points. The second touch point is clinician and patient communication. Consumers. The emotions that the consumers felt in relation to clinician-patient communication included disrespect, expectant, panic, patronized, insulted, disempowered, bewildered, helpless, felt forgotten, vulnerable, comfortable, calm. Supportive. The experiences that were associated with clinician and patient communication practices by consumers included nowhere on forms to note visual impairment. Staff should know duty of care. Continually reiterating visual status. Talk to who's with me, not to me. Staff don't believe about missing medicine. Didn't communicate who they were. Didn't communicate what was happening. Didn't communicate what was happening. Visual things were used to explain. Example, pointing. Some staff responsive. One-on-one care. Extra time explaining things. The following quotes were associated with clinician and patient communication practices by consumers. They told me there is Braille information on that. I don't know what people think, but just because you go blind, you don't automatically read Braille or speak French either. When I did ask who they were, they didn't take me seriously. Some people would respond, guess. It's hard to say all the time, who is it? You get sick of it, especially in a strange environment and there's so many people you can't put a name to a voice. I had to cry to get the help that I needed. Staff should always say who they are and what they are doing. Gosh, that made a difference when they remembered to tell me every time. Clinicians. The following emotions that clinicians felt in relation to clinician and patient communication practices included accommodating. The following experiences that were associated with clinician and patient communication practices by clinicians included handover identification, orthopist caring guide very useful, no visual impairment, care instructions at handover. Not what we observe. Ward culture of alerting each other. No quotes were associated with clinician and patient communication practices by clinicians.